A Christian philosopher, Tamás Molnár. The world-renowned thinker was born in 1921 in Budapest, completing his basic and middle school education in Nagyvárad in Romanian language. Due to this reason, he was not able to attend Hungarian language universities on the temporarily annexed territories of Hungary. With the assistance of his father, he traveled to Belgium where he learned French, immersed himself in the studies of French literature and philosophy, which shepherded him throughout his writing and philosophical career. At around the end of the Second World War, after surviving the concentration camp in Dachau, due to being a relocated foreign citizen, he worked in commerce for a year, then applied for immigration to the United States. He completed his PhD at Columbia University in French History of Belief. He was a professor of French and world literature at Brooklyn College between 1957 and 1967. Then he taught European spirituality at the Long Island University. He taught in South Africa at Yale University and after the regime change until his death at the Eötvös Loránd University in Budapest. Concurrently, he was the philosophy professor of the Pázmány Péter Catholic University. He became a member of the Hungarian Academy of Art in 1995. Recognizing his achievements, he collected numerous awards. Molnár, a critic of modernity and foremost today's political and economic systems that, in his view, would deny a man's place in the universe by dismantling the traditional theological worldview. According to him, with the influence of an ideology and the help of the government, man's characteristics are in danger of being changed. With Hungary's Soviet occupation, then the repression of the revolution in 1956, Molnár started to inquire about certain right-wing tendencies of the 20th century, such as Falangism. He anatomized this notion in his work Counter-Revolution, expressing his political belief. Here, he explained that the eventual internal drive of these movements was similar to radical left-wing intentions and the opposition to the growing civilian mentality, the lack of spirituality that reaches beyond the material world. He rediscovered his childhood's Catholicism at the beginning of the 1960s, which served as a foundation of his political, cultural, and philosophical writings. His book, The Twilight of Intelligentsia, stirred a big debate, especially in liberal Catholic circles. The most important thesis of the book is that the up-and-coming intelligentsia became a servant of the civilian ideology that killed the real intellect and philosophical thinking. According to Molnár's main thesis, the victory of the ideology was spurred by the dominant culture of media and telecommunication. The media is really a world spirituality breeding its own universe where there is a notion of creating public opinion under the disguise of freedom of speech. He often published in influential conservative American journals. His writings appeared in numerous places in multiple European languages, from the classic history and French literature to foreign policy and modern philosophy. In his work, The Philosopher's God, he writes, "God was and remains the central problem of philosophy. There is no cosmology, ethics, science of law, and anthropology without taking a stand in this regard." The liberal hegemony is a strong criticism of liberalism. He writes in his book, "Liberalism became an ever-present ideology and orthodoxy against all innovation." Just a short 200 years ago, liberalism had its broad-minded and brave-spirited champions with great ideas, while today they are only cowards, bureaucrats, with no drive, searching the horizon with concern, discovering heresy, the justification of the task, while the status quo is the only thing valid and acceptable. From now and forever.